Welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. For those of you who are new to our show, I should inform you, the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society has now reached 398 members.
Ta-da!
Okay, now that is from starting all over again. Even though we were founded in 1998, that is from starting from scratch in 2002.
Wow.
No, I take that back. 2003. Only 3 years we have grown to 398 members. And the site has got over 131,000 hits, and people are really loving life. We have our new 5 free ghost hunting lessons. I don't know if you've seen those on the homepage.
Yes, I have.
And we're up to about 120 people who have stopped by and taken advantage of the 5 free lessons and the bonus lesson. So that's pretty cool. So I'm very excited. I think, you know, we got some new things going on too. We still got to iron out a date for Eastern State. So people who registered for that, stay tuned because we're getting on that. And besides, I think they just love us at Eastern State now.
Why do you say that?
Oh, well, come on, CNN, Montel Williams.
Well, wait. Then where do you get? They must love us.
Us, the NJGHS, because we're the first group they seem to call when they need.
I seem to remember. I got the calls.
Well, that's good. You're part of the NJGHS. So yeah. But yeah. So, I got to give them a call and set something up for these people. So, how are you?
I'm recovering.
Yeah, you had your big move this past weekend.
Big move. I'm now an official Pennsylvania resident once again.
Once again? Oh, you lived there before?
Oh, yes.
Wow.
In New Jersey.
Wow.
I'm
hear
home.
That, ladies? He's now in PA.
I'm Pa.
And, so.
And I'm definitely single again.
Okay, all right. I didn't want to, say anything unless I was speaking out of turn, but yes, you're available.
When are you ever speaking out of turn?
I know my mouth tends to engage faster than my brain, but I was good this time. I asked you first. So you're single, available.
Yes, I am.
And living in your own digs in Pennsylvania.
Yes, I am.
That's very good to know, people.
I'm nearby the mall.
Okay, for all of those of you out there carrying a uterus, you all know it's set as a tracking device to the local shopping centers. Malls.
And when it gets warmer out, the complex has an indoor pool. And
wow.
I am 15 miles away from Dorney Park.
Ooh, sweet. That Steel Force roller coaster.
Ooh, heck, the water park.
And the water park, yeah. Well, if you're like me and can't swim, the water park doesn't hold much allure. I'm drowning. Let's go drown today. But I do like the roller coasters. Wow, that's so cool. So you're really in a good area. So you're out by, what, Allentown, Bethlehem?
And yep. I'm nearby the airport, too.
Oh, wow.
So
what, Allentown Airport? Or
Allentown, Bethlehem Airport. Well,
wow.
Lehigh Valley.
Yeah.
It's
yeah. Wow. Okay, then.
So even if you're out of state, that's okay.
Yeah, that's right. You just fly in, you know. So, so enough with our Yahoo personals, Ad. But I'm glad you got it all settled in. You have your own place now. Now you don't have that killer commute. You know, you're right there by work, right?
That's right.
So that's really cool. I still have the killer. I heard, in fact, on the radio this morning that they are talking, you know, about making part of 440, 287, and Route 80 and 78 toll roads in New Jersey. Oh, yeah. I was like, you know what? Route 80 is what I have to commute on. And let me tell you, I've memorized every molecule of this stinking highway because I'm on it every day and you move at a snail's pace. And it still, realistically, is the only best way for me to get to and from work in terms of distance, in terms of it does have enough lanes. It's just there's a lot of people on it. So if they were to put in tolls, I'm sitting here flabbergasted over you're charging me to sit in all this traffic. That blows my mind. But the fact
it
is
won't happen.
But then it would slow down traffic even more.
Exactly, and that's exactly why.
So this one guy called and he said, look, if they're going to do that, then just make it all where you have to have a special Easy Pass tag. And for New Jersey residents, we won't get charged, but all those people schlepping in from Pennsylvania, nail them. And I'm like, good, dude, that's the way to do it. But not that I want to be going through all this, but, you know.
It'll never happen. They'll never put a toll booth there.
Well, I mean, look how they said when they put in the parkway. Oh, we only need these toll booths for so many years, and then the parkway will be paid for. Well, it's been paid for 3 or 5 times over, and we still pay tolls, you know?
Yeah, but now they'll never be able to put it there because, like I said, the traffic is bad enough there.
Ugh. Years ago, what they were talking about doing on Route 80 was on the median, they were going to put in a monorail system starting in the Poconos and going all the way down and extending into New York, you know. Into Newark, you know, so you could hop on from the Poconos and just go flying right down the middle of Route 80 and get into Newark or whatever it goes to. And I thought, well, then that would be eco-friendly. That would be sensible. Do that. I mean, but don't put in toll booths. But anyways, not that that has to do too much. Although, I can link this to ghosts. And you know how?
I'm just...
Beyond being a creative writer. Well, there's ghosts on the parkway, which is a toll road. Okay. What was that? That was the one with the husband and wife team where he killed the wife right on the parkway, and sometimes you see her or him, one of them, like, trying to cross the parkway. And, of course, you got all the kind of, like, when you go through the Pinelands area on the, you know, there's, like, certain, all the old Jersey Devil sightings and things like that.
Accidents and stuff like that, too.
Yes, and then there was the accident, that bus accident on, I think it was Christmas Eve on the parkway. In fact, that's when I went with Alan David Stein a couple of years ago for Ghost Jersey on New Jersey 101.5. And he took us right to the site of the bus crash, and we got a fantastic orb right there. So... there you go. Toll roads and ghosts.
Well, there is one thing about Pennsylvania that I just found out yesterday that you'll be quite disappointed about.
What?
There's now gambling in Pennsylvania.
Well, why would I be disappointed?
Remember we were talking about that with Gettysburg?
They didn't put it into Gettysburg, did they?
I don't know, but it's now legal in the state.
You know? Oh, okay. Oh, no.
Yep.
Hmm.
So hopefully they haven't installed any
oh boy.
Anything down below.
Huh? Oh. I'm like, what? Okay.
She's a little frazzled, people. Oh my.
You know, it's between, and this Mercury retrograde's been kicking my butt, let me tell you. You talk about redo, you talk about frustration out the wazoo because nothing can be done on the first try. That's been my life, okay? It's supposed to go direct when the show airs on November 17th. In fact, this show is a redo. Am I not right?
Yes, you are.
Okay, because we started to record it. You ran out of battery power. I was talking like a chipmunk, and we still did not get it done. So we're redoing the whole show. All right, whatever, you know. So it does go direct on the 17th. At that point, people, you can start to sign your contracts, make your major purchases, and pick up and start projects. But I'm telling you, for now, oh, my God. What a mess.
Only 2 more days.
And doesn't it figure my company decides to finally go back to Outlook during a Mercury retrograde?
Of course, that's always the way.
Yeah, and guess who has all these meetings to book? Who can't book them? Because my migrated Outlook didn't migrate that well.
Really?
What a shock, right? You know, the one person who has the most work to do in calendrical items and emails, and it's non-functioning. I open it up, I can open an email, and as soon as I start to read it, the whole thing closes down. Then it says, end now, end now, end now. Go through all that, get it to open back up, read the email, try to hit reply, it closes all down. It's been real fun. Okay, so, now let's move on to the announcements.
Announcements? We have announcements.
We have announcements. Okay, we have our upcoming meetings. I should let you all know, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy New Year, whatever it is you celebrate in December, you'll be celebrating it without a New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society meeting, because we don't have meetings in December. Da-da-da-da-da! Okay, so, but our next upcoming meetings will be in January, after the holiday rush. The first meeting up at Bat will be on January 3rd, that's our Central Jersey Division meeting, headed up by Gregory and Sherry Irish. And their meeting is held at the Hazlitt Library at 251 Middle Road in Hazlitt. I do believe Greg will still be recovering at that point, so our prayers go out to him for that. I think Sherry will be heading up that meeting solo that night. Next meeting will be January 16th. That's the meeting I will be heading up, but that's at 293 Main Street in the Community Center in the Blue Room. And that's in Hackettstown, 293 Main Street in Hackettstown. Yeah, and that's going to be, wow, January 16th. Can you believe that?
I can't wait.
And that'll be the first meeting, because the meeting in November I can't do, because I'm going to be out of commission. So Dina Chirico is heading up our meeting on the 21st in Hackettstown, and then so I won't see anybody until January. Wow. And then January 26th is the Northeast Division of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. That's headed up by Laura Lindemann, and that is held at the Bogota Recreation Center, located at 162 West Main Street in Bogota. So there you have it. Now, of course, you can listen to The Deadline. That goes weekly. But if you want to get out and meet and greet and see the smiling faces of other NJGHS members, or if you're not a member and you want to become one, show up in a meeting. You know, you don't have to say, it's like, you know, hi, I'm Laura. I'm a recovering skeptic. You know,
you sound like you've done that before.
No. That'd be like, hi, oh, Laura, I'm recovering. No.
Yes, she is drinking. No.
No. I had a Coke with lime, no rum. So anyway, let's do the shout-out, shall we?
You know you
okay. Each week we will give a shout-out to a paranormal investigating group or ghost hunting club. We want to recognize those exceptional organizations out there in the field who are doing the research and sharing their findings via their websites. If you would like your group shouted out at, send an email with the link to your site to thedeadline@njghs.net. We'll check out your site, and if you make the grade, we'll email you to let you know which show your shout-out will be aired on. Okay, you ready? This week's shout-out goes to New England Ghost Project. They're on the web at www.neghostproject.com. They conduct investigations and tours and have appeared on the Maury Povich Show. Rush Hour just got scarier. You can join Ron Kolick and Maureen Wood each Friday night from 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Ghost Chronicles on WCCM 1490 AM. You can listen to the guests, hear about the exploits of the New England Ghost Project, or just call in with your own experiences, comments, and questions. The show is accessible from their homepage, and I've actually been interviewed on here back in 2005. And they're good buddies with Jeff Belanger, who, as we all know, is a partner of mine in Ghost World LLC, right? So, congratulations and a shout-out to New England Ghost Project at neghostproject.com.
Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey 07054. Happy haunting.
Hi, I'm Scott L. of Ghostly Talk Paranormal Talk Radio, and you're listening to Deadline Podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society.
Hey, welcome back. It's time for Parashare. Thanks to those of you who took the time to write in and share your great ghostly encounters and paranormal experiences, you're now entered in the monthly drawing for membership in the NJGHS. If you haven't already, please send in your Parashares to thedeadline@njghs.net. We do have a Parashare this week.
Twice in a row.
Yeah. And you know what? It's all in the same family. It's from Anonymous.
Ooh. That's one damn big family.
I know. It must be from, like, I don't know, where is that? In the Appalachians or something? They're all Sorry.
The Ozarks.
Like, oh my God. Okay. Anyway, this Parashare comes from Anonymous. So here we go. It was October 31st, 1980, and my friend Linda and I were on our way to a Halloween party. Since we were too young to drive and we didn't want our parents to know where we were going, we had to walk. If we took the direct path to our friend's house, it would have led us straight through the cemetery, and we were spooking each other about it. Little did we know that we would be traumatized way before we even got within a half mile of the cemetery. We were cutting through the high school parking lot, and it was dimly lit by a few street lights. There was a row of short trees separating the lots, and a few of them were hung with toilet paper. Well, we all did that, right? When you were kids, you know, mischief night, you do the whole toilet paper, the tree thing.
I did.
Anyway, as Linda and I walked across the pavement, I noticed one of the trees had some kind of glow to it. It was strange. As we got closer, I saw that there were people around this tree. Again, just a little strange, nothing to worry about. As we got within maybe 25 feet of the tree, I realized that it wasn't just people at the base of the tree. And this is even stranger. There were witches dancing around it like a maypole. At first, I thought it was people dressed up for Halloween, but then I realized that they weren't really dressed as witches with pointy hats or fake warts or anything you would wear to be a witch for Halloween. There were 12 of them, I counted. They mostly were wearing some kind of hooded thing with ragged clothes. They also had a fire as they moved around the tree. Some weren't touching the ground. What the hell is this? I thought. I had one beer before leaving my friend's house, and I thought, okay, I'm just hallucinating from one beer. There's no such thing as real witches. All right. I decided not to say anything to my friend about it and pretend they weren't there. However, a few seconds later, Linda grabbed my arm and said, I don't think we should walk past those witches. They are too scary looking. Now I was terrified. It wasn't the beer. She could see them too. We stopped about 20 feet away from them and just watched for a moment. Suddenly, the head witch turned to me and gestured to me to come and join them. I felt my friend pulling me backwards. Unbeknownst to me, I had been walking closer and closer to them. I felt hypnotized by their dancing. Linda said, "We gotta go. They're gonna take you." I looked back once again, and I was hit with a blast of evil, so terribly intense, so eternally damned, that I have never completely recovered from the utter horror of that unspeakable sensation. It was as if the pit of hell was yawning before me. As we backed away, come on, don't make fun, this is a good story. As we backed away, the head witch laughed. Pointed at me, thank you, and said to me, "Be it now or be it later, you will come to us. Don't make me come back again to fetch you and your little dog too." No, I couldn't resist. I'm sorry.
That sounds like your normal voice.
Thank you. Then they all began to laugh, a laugh that I can't even describe. At that point, we turned and ran. Looking back over my shoulder, I saw they were gone. And there was no longer a fire, and there was no toilet paper hanging in that tree. Well, the fire burned the toilet paper. Yeah. No toilet paper hanging in that tree that we could have been mistaken about. It was as if a veil or curtain had closed on them, and we could no longer see them. As I write this all these years later, I am still shaking and nauseated from the memory of that unholy sensation. I can't explain what happened, but I know it was real because we both saw the same thing. When we got back to her house, she immediately hung 3 crucifixes around my neck and took one off the wall and put it in my back pocket. Then I suggested, before we discussed anything else, that we should draw and write down what we saw and what happened. Our stories and pictures matched, and we were so scared that we burned them in the fireplace. I wish I still had them. As friends do, once they leave high school, Linda and I lost contact over the years. However, when she returned to the state to attend our 20th school reunion, one of the first things she whispered to me was, "Have you figured out the thing about the witches yet?" Needless to say, no, I haven't. I don't understand what happened that night, and I can only pray to God that I never see such a thing again. I know the story sounds far-fetched, like a good old campfire ghost story, but I swear on the souls of my children that every word I wrote is true, and I would give my eye teeth and a few fingers never to have ever seen it in the first place. Very cool. That would freak me out in high school, you know.
Especially if you had a beer.
Yeah, I'd be like, well, I'm drinking wine from now on. I never liked beer, even back then. It was just like, ugh, there's got to be a better way to get a buzz than this stuff. Okay, so let's move along to news of the weird, 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 weird. Oh, we have an echo? News of the weird. Very good. I like that. Okay. First up at bat here. London's mayor, Ken Livingstone, defended his downtown anti-pigeon program, which consisted of empowering two hawks to scare the birds away, even though the three-year cost of the program, including a handler, was the equivalent of more than $400,000 US, which reduced to the menace by 2,500 pigeons, or at about $170 a bird.
That's an expensive pigeon.
Yeah, you know, Ken, not working for you.
Geez, I would have just used, like, the Alka-Seltzer tablets.
Oh, really? What does that do?
You never seen those with seagulls?
No.
Oh, you throw them up in the air, let them grab it, and it expands their stomach, and they go, poof, they explode.
Oh, Brian, that's terrible. Now we're going to get, like, PETA and everybody writing to us and saying, I can't believe you did that.
Well, that would have been cheaper than $70 a bird. It would have probably been about the 8 cents a bird.
Yeah, this is true.
I'm looking at a cost-cutting stance here.
Well, you know, that's a seagull. I don't know how if the pigeon might stick its beak up at that. You know, it might be like, I'm not eating this. I don't know. But hey, there you go. Ken, hook up with Brian because he's got your plan there. So in October, Robert Russell Moore, 33, was sentenced to 10 years in prison for the burglary of an Arby's in Prince Frederick, Maryland. Actually, Moore was assistant manager of the restaurant and was identified by clues from the surveillance tape. Four employees said they recognized the burglar's body shape, clothing, and when he bent over, the distinctive top portion of his buttocks, as being those of Moore. The owner of the restaurant said he had counseled Moore more than once about the inadvertent exposure of his butt crack.
Plumber's butt.
Yep, plumber's crack. Did you in, dude? Okay. A 33-year-old woman was detained by police in September after complaints by residents at a mobile home park in Michigan City, Indiana, that she had been having sex in an untinted, windowed limousine on one of the park's streets in front of what grew to be a large crowd, mostly yelling at her for her indecency. Oh, yeah, I'm so sure. The guys were like, more, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know? I mean, come on. At one point, according to police, the otherwise occupied woman yelled back at the crowd defiantly that she was doing adult business. And I've got to do what I've got to do.
Good for her.
And she was doing it.
Why doesn't that ever happen around me?
I don't, you know. You have to wonder. It's like, yeah. I don't know. Just plain stupid. Well, here you go. Here's just plain stupid. Inspecting the Duchovny nuclear plant in Moravia in September, an unnamed American official with the International Atomic Energy Agency wandered away from the group and fell into a water tank. Wow.
Nice.
Scary. And this is what could have their finger on the button. Yeah. A 37-year-old man was charged with burglary in Waterbury, Connecticut in September after he was caught selling the victim's distinctive furnishings at a yard sale just a few doors down the street. Dude, come on. I mean, really? In October, health officials in China warned citizens against the increasingly popular but seriously painful leg stretching. Ilizarov procedure, mentioned in News of the Weird back in 2002. Believed to add as much as a couple inches to a person's height and consequently stature. The patient's leg is deliberately broken and affixed to a rack, with the leg stretched slightly every day so that the bones fuse together to cover the separate space, lengthening the leg. Can you imagine?
Ow.
Yeah. said one 33-year-old 5-foot-tall woman in 2002, aiming for 4 more inches, I'll have a better job and a better husband and a long-term investment. Okay, sorry, lady.
God, you're a moron!
Really? Thank you, Bobby. I mean, oh, jeez. And here we go. This is under the category of get a life. Akira Haraguchi, 60 years old, spent 16 straight hours on October 4th reciting the value of pi from memory to 100,000 decimal places, breaking his old record of 83,431. Haraguchi, whose day job is psychiatric counselor, God, performed in front of officials at a public hall in Kisarazu, Japan, and rattled off the numbers continuously except for a 5-minute break every hour. You know, wow. And I thought...
Alrighty then.
Really? Okay, in October, Britain's public health minister said she had been warned by counselors that some pregnant teenagers were purposely smoking in order to make their babies smaller so that childbirth would be less painful. Now they can figure this out, but not how to figure out how to stop the pregnancy to begin with. Now, can you, I mean, seriously, right? Oh, well, now that I'm pregnant, I think I'm going to do a pack and a half a day, and that way a little bugger will come out even smaller. I mean, come on. If you had clashed the cymbals to begin with, honey, if you had kept your knees tightly locked together, this would be a non-issue. I mean, ugh. Okay. Mary Kay Gray, 58, was charged in September with shooting her husband in the shoulder in retaliation for the husband's allegedly having shot and killed Mary's favorite chicken. That'll teach him. Only in California. This I love. Now, I know this isn't very ghostly, but it is frightening in and of itself. Adult video star Mary Carey, once again running for governor of California, said she is a new person from the woman who was and also ran in 2003. She's quoted as saying, "I've got brown in my hair," instead of the 2003 blonde, "because brunettes are taken more seriously." She said she also has lost weight, replaced her teeth, gotten breast implants, and given up smoking, contraceptives, and alcohol. "I've actually been sober for 5 days now."
Oh, man! Oh! Acid flash, bro!
You know, and did you ever hear that joke about the brunette that goes to the doctor? And she's in all this pain, and the doctor says, "Well, where does it hurt?" And she takes her finger and she points to her wrist, and she's like, "It hurts here." And she points to her shoulder, "It hurts here." Points to her knee, "It hurts here." And he goes, "All right, did you used to be a blonde?" She's like, "Yeah, how'd you know?" And he said, "Because your finger's broken." Oh, you gotta see it. It's a good visual. Although I did tell a good joke the other day. It's an oldie, but one of my favorite, about the girl on the beach with no arms and no legs. But I can't repeat it because it uses a bad word in the punchline. So. So anyway.
Don't you hate people who do that?
Well, if you want to hear the joke about the girl on the beach with no arms, no legs, who's crying, email laurah@njghs.net and I'll send it to you. All right, we have to go to a commercial break.
If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator.
I'm Doug of Ghostly Talk, and you're listening to the Deadline Podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society.
Hey, welcome back. It's time for Haunted Trivia. Now, this is where you get to test your ghostly and paranormal knowledge. Okay? Last week, you were asked, what is the name of the ghost who has been spotted on Fannett Island in Lake Tahoe near his tomb and chapel that he built? Oh, this was a good one. Remember the guy, went out, lost in the storm, and he never got to be... They didn't find his body to put him in the tomb, so now you see him haunting there. Okay, well, nobody wrote in with an answer.
Come on,
you know, like... And it was listed as pretty gosh darn tootin' challenging, so I can forgive that, but... Okay. Oh, no, I take that back. What was last week's listed as? Let's be accurate.
I think it was just challenging or something like that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, this week's is going to be pretty gosh darn cute and challenging. Anyway, the answer, for those of you who did not even attempt to look this up, is Dick Barter.
Duh, people.
Okay. So this week's haunted trivia does have a skill level of pretty gosh darn cute and challenging. See, I'm getting better at this. Are you happier now, Brian?
No comment.
All right. In Waxahachie, Texas, there is a restaurant known not only for its food, but for its resident ghosts. Elizabeth was strangled to death on her wedding day in the 1920s. You know, marry her. That's death enough. you just put her out of her misery by strangling her on the day of. It's like, what fun was that? Anyway. She died where the ladies' room is now located. She is joined by two other ghosts, Will, the farmer who died in the house in the 1930s, and Caroline Mooney, who died in the house in the 1970s. Caroline is the angry ghost who terrorizes the people in the kitchen, while Elizabeth extends a cold but gentle touch to patrons in the dining room. Will is usually seen hanging on the front porch, while no kidding. You got the psycho in the kitchen and the other one walking around goosing the patrons. He's like, screw it, I'm hanging out on the porch away from those two women. Anyway, what is the name of this restaurant? Okay, it's in Waxahachie, Texas. It's got the ghost of Elizabeth, Caroline, and Will. What is the name of this restaurant? Be the first person to email the correct answer to hauntedtrivia@njghs.net. And you'll win a New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society t-shirt. Although there's no promise on the size, it could be a kid's one, but hey, you will still get the dang t-shirt if you can come up with the answer, which is, what's the name of this restaurant? What do you think, Brian?
Perkins?
Close, no cigar.
Oh, darn.
But, yeah, well, but don't you think it's a neat story?
It is.
I want to go here. I still want to get down to Texas. I want to go, you know, do all the San Antonio ghost hunt things and stuff. Actually, I could meet up with Jared. I think he said he'd have to drive like an hour and a half or so to get to San Antonio, but then that way I could meet him from the United Ghost Hunters Network, and
there
then we could do all... That'd be very cool. So, the early bird registration rate for Ghost World Conference is now gone.
Oh, man, I didn't sign up.
You're working, remember?
Oh, damn.
But it is now $115 per person if you register online. You can go to ghostworldconference.com. There's a registration page. There's an accommodations page where you can find out all the information on the Wyndham. We have a great rate with the Wyndham for $119 per night per room. Okay, when it's a normally $150 room, you're getting it for $119. So all the information, and let me stress this to people, all the information is on the website. I cannot tell you how many people who have emailed info@ghostworldconference.com saying, what hotel should I stay at? Who's going to be speaking? What workshops will you offer? Do I have to be part of the conference in order to take Mark Nesbitt's tour? Hello. You know, it is on the website.
So
I mean,
what are you trying to say?
I'm sick of regurgitating information. I'm sick of having to copy and paste the link to the page and send it back and spoon-feed information that people come on. And not for nothing, we're supposed to be paranormal investigators. If you can't figure out how to investigate and navigate a website to answer your own basic questions, what are you doing with a Sony digital camera in your hand perusing a cemetery hunting for ghosts?
Well, we just lost a couple of members.
No. I mean,
we're down to
really?
95 now.
Let's think this through. You're someone who's supposed to be out there investigating, documenting, and researching the unknown for all intents and purposes. So here is something that's completely known. It's on a website. It's got a domain name. What more can I do to make this easy for you people? Okay? I mean, if you wanted to write me and say, hey, I saw on your website Charles Adams is presenting. What's his favorite color? Because I'd like to maybe bring him some flowers or, you know, a little token of appreciation. Okay, that's something I would really have to call and get in touch with the author, Charles Adams, and say, so, like, what's your favorite color? Because, dude, I don't know. Okay. But if you want to write and say, hey, what's Charles Adams presenting on in his workshop? That's where I want to just take out a gun and go, boom, you know, because it's on the website. So please, you know, think your questions through. Actually say them out loud to yourselves first, because you may actually, as you're saying it out loud, hear the answer without typing it. To me. So I have to go and, you know, regurgitate the same information. So anyway. It's on ghostworldconference.com. It is going to be a phenomenal conference. And yes, we have phenomenal presenters and workshops and the pub crawl that Vince is doing and the spirit circle with Kelly Weaver and the ghost train tour with Mark Nesbitt. And
why are you telling him all this? Just tell him to go to the website.
I'm just making sure, you know. I'm like, it's all there on the website, all that great stuff. And yeah, you know, go to the website. What is it again, Brian?
Ghostworldconference.com.
Louder, I don't think they heard you.
Ghostworldconference.com.
Thank you.
But you know what?
What?
It'd be a nice if we had like a really nice commercial for it.
Yeah, wouldn't it? I think I even wrote one. That a certain business partner and author friend of mine was supposed to record.
Well, we got a 50-50 chance of getting that right.
Yeah. You know, in all honesty, October was a blur for people like us with all the stuff and all the commitments we had, and, you know, because it's the Halloween thing. And this particular individual's tour company really is taking off. He's been quite busy. I had booked some people to go down to Baltimore to take his Mysterious Maryland tour. This is Vince Wilson's company. And they went down on November 4th. And then he called me like a day or two later to say, hey, the tour went really well. So well that a lot of people that were on that tour booked his tour for the next night to go to the Fells Point or something. So he's doing well. You know, he's got some good tours and stuff going on. But yeah, I will have to bug him again to make sure he gets you the file. That I think, because he said he recorded the commercial, he just hasn't gotten it to you.
Well, you know, my email's been available.
I know. Vince, please, I'm getting the hairy eyeball. Send the file. Okay. Oh, and you know what? Even though Ghost World Conference is now $115 to register for, which gets you the whole weekend, which gets you, you know, Friday night to meet and greet with us down in the bar at the hotel.
Woohoo!
And it gets you all day Saturday to hear the presentations and peruse the trade show. And it gets you Sunday to go, again, go to the trade show, be part of the Paranormal Awards ceremony that we're going to do. You get all that for $115.
And if you're wanting a table, you better book that quick. Those things are going like hotcakes.
I know. We're at the halfway mark. I think we've only got about, what, 10 or 15 booth spaces left, and it's all gone.
Yep.
So, yeah. But if you are an NJGHS member, you can get the buddy rate of $85 to register for the conference. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you ask, well, how is that possible? Because, and I'll be honest, you won't find it on the website. Here's one time where you should be writing to me saying, Laura, I'm an NJGHS member and would like the buddy rate. Can you send me the link? Because it's a specially hidden page that we have a link to. And what I will do is I will verify your name in our database, and I'll say, yep, you really are a member. And then I will send you that link. Click on it, and you can register right from there for $85 per person. Well, per member, as long as you're a member. So, and bear that in mind, okay? LauraH@NJGHS.net and say, give me the NJGHS buddy rate. And that's good till April 30th, 2007. Okay? Have I made that abundantly clear?
I hope so, because I really don't want to hear it again.
I know. Well, let's hope. GhostWorldConference.com. Okay? I should do it like the head-on commercial. GhostWorldConference.com. GhostWorldConference.com. Look at the website. GhostWorldConference.com. Go directly to the website. GhostWorldConference.
We need to get that guy from the movies.
What movie?
In a world where...
Oh, Lordy. Anyway, and you can also stay tuned to the website, which is our website, www.njghs.net, and sign up for our Yahoo group so you can get the latest and greatest info in your email. And if you haven't seen the 5 free ghost lessons, ghost hunting lessons, then you can sign up for that too right from our homepage. It's njghs.net. And I guess we should just wrap it up. I want to say thank you to you, Brian, for schlepping out here because we bombed the last time we were able to do it in Parsippany. So here we are out in Hackettstown.
Hail to the king.
So thanks to Brian Sant, the NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline. Our team leaders, Gregory and Sherry Irish and Laura Lindemann. Don Slepian of DonSlepian.com for our theme song. And of course, thanks to you for listening. Keep downloading the shows weekly because at some point in life, you have to meet the deadline.